for my next guest on Thoughts for Sale. I'm very interested to see how this conversation is going to go, because we're going to start to talk to the namesake of the show, Sale. We're going to talk to Sale today, Sophie, Ava, and Leah. But we're going to start off with, of course, our oldest, Sophie. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. So I have a list of questions. So today I want to make this be like a time capsule, which I'm not sure if you know what that means. Have you ever done a time capsule at school?
I don't know.
Okay, so basically what a time capsule is you usually put stuff in some type of container, and you can bury it in the ground or hide it away for a while, and then you open it 10 years later or 15 years later or 20 years later, and you see all the cool things that used to be fun and exciting from 20 years ago. So today we're going to kind of make a time capsule of, we're going to make an audio time capsule about you and your sisters.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because this might be really fun to you listen to when you get older and find out about all the cool things you liked when you were six.
Oh.
Which I just stole the first question, so let's start there. How old are you now?
Six. Turning seven.
Turning seven. When?
Soon. In December 28th.
I mean, is that really soon? It's the middle of summer.
I don't know. it's like close, but I don't know how close it is.
Okay. That's fair. All right. So you are six and a half, let's say?
Yeah. I just turned six and a half the end of last month, right?
I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so at six and a half, Sophie, what's your favorite color right now?
My favorite color, light blue.
Light blue?
Yeah.
Who is your best friend?
My best friend, oh my goodness. Lila, my neighbor.
Okay. How come?
Because she just is fun to play with.
What grade are you going into this fall?
First
grade. Holy cow. So what's your favorite part about school?
Favorite part about school? Is that hard? Because there's not many things I really like in school.
There's not many things you like in school?
No.
Really? But you do so well at school.
Well, something I would say is that I'm good at it, and I kind of like it, is math. I'm amazing at math. I'm like a mathematician. I should be a math teacher when I grow up.
Okay.
So good.
That's great. What's 100 plus 100?
200.
All right, you're pretty good. What about 10 plus 20?
30.
All right.
You don't need to ask anymore. Because you know I would beat you.
Oh, I wasn't doing a competition with you. I was just seeing if you... All right, never mind. What's your favorite time of year, like season? Summer, winter, spring, fall.
You know
what's your favorite?
I got two. Summer and winter, because winter's my birthday, and you can make like snow angels and all that fun stuff.
In the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like so much about summer?
What I like so much about summer? When we can like play on my swing set, play on the trampoline, and that it helps flowers grow. Like, we got these like really pretty flowers. I even call them my flowers because they're so pretty when they get rain and then they get good. And then I can play with my friends, like our neighbors, Noah, Lila, and like other people like that. And Grayson.
Very cool.
Jack.
All right. That's good. So I think I know the answer to this one, because you just said you like winter. What's your favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday? Birthday, Christmas.
Birthday, Christmas. Okay, I guess a birthday is considered a holiday. I don't know. I meant like an actual holiday everybody celebrates.
Christmas.
Christmas. Why do you like Christmas?
Christmas and your birthdays.
Why do you like Christmas so much?
Because you get lots of presents from Santa, and you also get to give presents to other people, and that sometimes makes the heart feel good of what they get.
That's an amazing answer. I thought you were just going to say you like presents, but you like to give presents too. Man,
yeah,
Mama and I must be doing something right.
I like to give on the last day of school. I felt really good giving my teacher a gift.
That's awesome, babe.
And then when I got a gift, I felt really good too in my house. So what I'm saying is, when people get a present from someone else that they wanted or like something they like, they feel good in their heart. Like, if you give someone a present and they give you one back, you feel really good in your heart. Not just because you got one, because you also gave one to your friend.
And you made somebody else happy.
Yeah.
That's great, honey. That's a good answer. Okay, so here's something fun to ask you. What are your favorite couple of movies right now?
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's hard to pick just one, so you can tell me a few. Like, what's...
Okay, so I'm going to say for right now the Zombies movies.
The Zombies movies?
Yeah. But not really one, because like one doesn't have as much music as two and three. Because three's got like the main part, it's so fun, three. And then like two, it's got the like werewolves, and then when they like, it's so fun seeing when new people come, always, every movie new people come to see but can stay there.
True.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun to watch that.
That is true. That is true. Those are good movies.
And if you watch that movie and like that movie, I know why you like it. It's fun.
Okay, what's your favorite toys right now? And again, it's hard to pick one, so you can pick a couple. Like, what do you think you play with the most?
The Pick Me Pop Joni I just got. That's an owl. Rainbow corns and like animal stuff, but not everything's animals, like dolls. Not too much of the animals. The animals that aren't really, like, cute to me, but I still have them because I like them. Like, I wouldn't pick those that are my favorite. But, like, the one that I made with Grandma, I would... my penguin that Grandma sewed, I would, like, say that one's, like... That one would be the half of my favorite.
Okay. That's pretty cool. What about your favorite food right now, or dessert?
Okay, so, oh my god, I know it. This is home. Favorite dessert, rainbow sherbet.
Rainbow sherbet, okay.
And I'm gonna say for favorite food, I was hoping I would get this food today, mac and cheese. I thought I saw it on Leah's plate, so I was like, is Mama gonna use mac and cheese?
But it wasn't mac and cheese?
No, it was pasta.
Ah, just boring old pasta. But you like mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's gotta be Kraft mac and cheese, right?
Yeah, I like Kraft, because...
When we go to a restaurant and it's not Kraft mac and cheese...
I say, no way. I want a hamburger if there's a hamburger, whatever.
Yeah, you're
as
not...
As long as there's something I like there.
What's your favorite thing to do with Daddy?
Is that the next one?
Sure.
Okay. Hiccup Monster and playing games. Like, guess who? Hiccup Monster, like you already said. And then, like, hide and seek. Tag.
Yeah? Okay. So, you kind of like roughhousing with me, huh?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about Mama?
Ooh.
Or favorite thing to do with Mama?
Well, really, she doesn't do too much with us because she's usually the one who, like, has to do all the work. Because you're really at work sometimes, and then you do, like, work stuff a lot, and she usually gotta watch us, so she doesn't usually have too much, so that I would like, because she, like, takes care of us, stuff like that. So I'm gonna say something that she would play,
okay,
that she would do with us, same thing as you. She would play games, and she sometimes plays Tickle Monster.
What's your favorite thing about having your sisters?
For Leah, I'm gonna say coloring, as long as she doesn't get us in trouble.
How does she get you in trouble?
If we are watching her when she's coloring, and she colors all over the place.
Like where?
Like when we went down here coloring, and Mama didn't know we were down here coloring with Leah.
And where did she color?
She colored that mat that you.
What about Ava?
Ava? I'm going to say playing in the ball pit, because that's the only thing I can pop up in my head when you made that ball pit, when you said we might have done this podcast.
Yeah. That was fun. If you could travel anywhere right now, where would you travel? Where would you like to go? If you could go anywhere, where would you want to go?
Like a country that we go to, like, families at, or like...
No, you can literally go anywhere. You can go...
The place we went yesterday... It's got lots of fun. The fun museum. But the only thing I don't like about that place is the parade. Next time when we stay the whole time, I just want to watch the parade.
So you got to tell me exactly, where did you go yesterday?
Where did we go?
Do you remember what it's called?
The Play Museum.
The Play Museum in Rochester?
Yeah, but it took 1 hour.
Takes a little bit of time to get there.
Yeah.
But if you could go anywhere, that's where you'd want to go? You'd want to go back to the Play Museum? You don't want to go somewhere different?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's fine. That's a good answer.
I would want to go to see family, too.
Who?
Grandma Cassie and Grandma Josie and Uncle Scott, because I want to see his dog.
Oh, yeah, his dog, Marlo?
Yeah, I want to see Marlo.
In person? You wouldn't be scared? Yeah. You wouldn't be scared?
No.
Okay.
Because he's family.
Because he's friendly? Oh, he's family. He's yeah. family. Oh,
and
okay.
And also, Ollie is, and I'm not scared of Ollie.
Who's Ollie?
That's rude to say. My cousin's dog.
Oh, it's Bailey's dog. Okay. I can't remember all these dogs, Sophie. You have a better memory than me. You're only six. Okay, here's the next thing. I have a couple of lists of things I want you to tell me which one you like more. So it's going to be this or that. You tell me which one you like more, okay? Ready? Got to be a quick answer. Would you rather be singing or dancing?
Dance.
Dance. Okay. Would you rather be dancing or gymnastics?
Gymnastics.
Would you rather have cake or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Would you rather go outside or be inside?
Outside.
Would you rather be running or walking?
Running.
Would you rather be with Ava or Leah?
Leah.
What? I am not telling Ava you said that. Would you rather take a bath or a shower?
Shower.
Let's see. Would you rather be at home or at school?
Home, because school is not very fun.
That's so surprising to me. You always say school is so much fun. Now all of a sudden school is not
fun?
I know,
but it's because now the summer, now I'm realizing the summer again because of how fun it is again after school. So I'm realizing I like being at home better.
Would you rather do music class or gym class?
Gym class. When we're outside.
What's your favorite sport? We never asked that question.
Oh, wait. Can you tell me something? Like my favorite sport or my favorite sport to watch and do all
you're,
that?
You're very smart. How about both? Yeah.
Favorite sport to play, I'm going to say basketball. Favorite sport to like watch or like it would be a favorite that you wouldn't be able to be good at. I don't know if I would be good at this one. Football.
Who's your favorite player?
Jess Allen.
Can you say that normal?
Jess Allen. Okay. From the Buffalo Bills. Let's go, Buffalo. Let's go, Buffalo.
Very good, Sophie. Very good. Thanks. All the Bills fans will be happy to hear that. Okay.
Especially those people that went on your Bills when, like, Uncle Scott and Uncle Justin, when True. They were on your Bills thing, they will watch this one and be like,
They'll laugh. You think so? Okay. All right. I got one last couple of questions, and we're gonna talk to Ava. My next set of questions is all about the podcast. In your mind, what is the podcast all about?
All about us three girls.
Do you think it's going well so far?
I would say my favorite one of the things that's going the best is the Bills one.
Okay.
Because I listened to that with Mama.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
All right. Here's the last question for you for today.
No.
It's not a yes or no question. Who is one person, anybody in the world, that you think I should have on the podcast to talk to me? You can pick anybody.
Someone that we don't know?
Yeah.
No one does.
We can write him an email.
Josh Allen. Yeah, to put him on the... It would be so cool.
What would we talk to him about?
We were talking to him about how fun it is to play, playing football, and then we want to actually, meet him, too.
Do you think he could give you any good advice?
Yeah.
Yeah? What would it be about?
It would be, I would want it to be about how to play, because I would also want to play that sport, but I said I don't know if I would be good at it, because I don't know if I would be good at the kicking. I'm not really good at my kicking.
Well, not every player in football has to kick the ball, though. You know, Josh doesn't kick the ball, he throws it.
Well, still, it would be hard for me, I think, because people would, go all over me, and they would, try to,
tackle you?
Yeah.
That is part of it.
And I don't really like that, because then I would feel sad at the end of the game, even if I won, because they would be tackling me, and I don't want to like that, because that's actually kind of rude. Why do they even have to do that in football? I mean, why
can't it's part of the game, that's how...
Why can't they just say, okay, it's your turn, and they just block, not like basketball, kind of.
Yeah, they get a little bit physical in basketball, too, honey, but they call fouls in basketball. Well, thank you for doing this. Maybe we'll get Josh Allen on and you can interview him someday. How about that?
yeah. Okay, I gotta go find all my Bills things to win.
Well, I mean, we're not gonna get him right now. I don't have his phone number.
I know, but how do you get him over here?
Well, we wouldn't get him over here. We'd have to do it on the computer.
How do you do that?
Like through almost like a Zoom type of call.
But how would you do that? Because he doesn't even know you all.
He doesn't know. We'll have to write him a message and see if he says okay.
But we don't know how to. We don't have his message thing.
Well,
but
I mean,
do we have his? Well, maybe
we can reach out to him on social media and see if he answers, like on Twitter.
Oh, and he might actually do it. Yeah.
I don't know. Would that make you excited?
Yes. I would clean up the whole basement so he doesn't see it.
Great. Josh Allen, please take my invite for the podcast so my daughter cleans up the basement. That would be fantastic.
Please.
Okay, Sophie, thanks for coming on. We're going to get Ava in here next, okay?
Bye.
Our next person in line in the namesake, little pretty Ava. How you doing?
You keep calling me little. That means you mean I'm a baby.
I'm sorry. Time for our big girl in the middle of Sal, Ava. How are we doing today, Ava?
Good.
Thanks for coming on. So I've got some questions I want to ask you. So this episode, which I was just telling Sophie about, it's going to kind of be like a time capsule. Do you know what a time capsule is?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know what a time capsule is?
It's when people talk.
Not exactly. Time capsule is usually when you put a bunch of things into like a box or something and you save them for a long time in the future, like 10 years from now, and you go back and open it all up and see what's inside. So this is going to be like an audio time capsule. So we're going to talk about things that you like now, and then we're going to go back and listen to it when you get older and see if you like different things. How about that?
Okay.
First question is, how old are you?
4.
You are 4 years old. What's it like being 4? Do you like it?
No.
No?
I like being five.
But didn't you get to do something special by turning 4?
What?
Well, what happened on your birthday when you turned 4?
I got cake.
You got cake. Okay, what else happened that you couldn't do before you turned 4?
Bubblegum.
Yeah. Do you like chewing bubblegum? You don't like it. You ask for bubblegum all the time. You're like, Daddy, can I have a piece of bubblegum? Daddy, can I have a piece of bubblegum? Daddy, can I have a piece of bubblegum?
No, I say it to Mama.
Oh, you say it to Mama. Okay. You're 4. What's your favorite color?
Indigo.
Indigo? How do you mean what? Okay. Indigo. Wow, your vocabulary. Impressive.
I change colors because I like all the colors of the rainbow.
You like all the colors? I love that answer. You like all the colors of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm. And I keep switching, and I tell each, and I keep switching. I say indigo, and then I'm going to say blue, and then orange, and then all the colors.
Red. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. Who is your best friend?
Lila.
You know, interestingly enough, Sophie had the exact same answer. What? You guys both are big fans of Lila. We're gonna have to let Lila listen to this episode so she knows.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tell it to Lila's mom.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Lila's phone. Lila has.
She has a phone. She could listen to it. That's right. Maybe we'll get her to subscribe to the podcast. What is your favorite part about school?
Recess playing outside.
So recess playing outside. That is a fun part. So next year, what grade will you be in next year? Do you remember?
Palmer
Elementary. Yep. And you'll technically be in pre-K, right?
Yeah, pre-K class.
That's exciting. What is your favorite season? Summer, winter, fall, spring? Which one do you like the best?
Winter.
Really? Why do you like winter so much?
Because you get to barely snow me.
Ah, okay.
And you get to play in the snow.
Snow is fun.
Mm-hmm. Because we have boots.
Yes, we do have boots. What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Why?
Because you get presents.
Oh, that's exciting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Any other reason why you like Christmas?
Because you get decorations. Because you hang up decorations.
Decorations are fun. Does Daddy do a lot of decorations?
Yeah, and a Christmas tree.
Christmas tree is fun. What are right now like 3 of your favorite movies? Or just one of your... tell me a couple of your favorite movies right now.
Zombies 3.
Zombies 3.
And Moana.
Oh, Moana's a good one.
And Encanto. Those are my favorite.
Oh, Encanto's really fun. All this music in that movie's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the three ones I
think. What is your favorite thing to eat? Food or dessert? What's your favorite thing?
I'm going to do this. Okay. My favorite ice cream. Chocolate.
Chocolate ice cream?
And vanilla.
And vanilla?
Yeah.
Okay. what are your favorite toys you're playing with these days?
Rainbow corn.
What's your favorite thing to do with Daddy?
Do podcasts with Daddy.
This is the first time you've ever done one with me, but now it's your favorite thing?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. What's your favorite thing to do with Mama?
I don't really do anything with Mama that very much.
Yes, you do. You do things with Mama every day. What'd you do with Mama yesterday? You went to the Play Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That is fun. What is your favorite thing to do with your sisters?
Play outside.
Play outside?
With Lido.
This episode should just be called the Lila episode. She's come up a lot. If you could go and travel anywhere, go visit somewhere, anywhere you want, where would you go?
I would go to the stores.
You'd go to the stores? What stores would you go to?
Wegmans. Only Wegmans.
What do you like to buy at Wegmans?
And I would like to go to Target.
Oh, and Target. What do you like to buy? What do you like to buy at Target?
Fireworks.
Great. But when we buy fireworks, who blows off the fireworks?
Dad.
Right. Okay, just want to make sure I put that out there so people don't think I'm letting you blow off fireworks at 4 years old. Okay, I have one more little section of things I want to ask you about. I want you to say, I'm going to give you two options, and I want you to tell me which one you would rather do. Okay, ready? Singing or dancing?
Dancing,
okay. Dancing or gymnastics?
Dancing
again, okay. Cake or ice cream?
Cake.
All right.
And ice cream.
No, you have to pick one. Cake or ice cream. You can't pick them both. Pick one. Cake or ice cream?
Cake.
Outside or inside?
No, outside because we have a pole.
Okay, outside. Running or walking?
Running.
Chicken nuggets or hamburger?
Hamburger.
Really?
I eat hamburgers.
You do sometimes, but you like chicken nuggets a lot, it seems, too.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't like both.
You don't. Okay. Last thing I want to talk to you about before we talk to Leah is I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the podcast. So from what you know, Ava, what's the podcast all about? It's okay if you don't know.
Apple juice.
Yep. That podcast about apple juice. No, the podcast is about thoughts, opinions, ideas, advice.
No, it is apple juice.
And apple juice that I'm leaving for you guys to listen to in the future. How do you think the podcast is going so far? Good? You think people like it?
Yeah.
Okay. You're very supportive. Okay, so the last thing I want to ask you about the podcast is, if there was anybody in the world that you would like me to bring on as a guest, anybody in the world, could be somebody we know, somebody we don't know at all, anybody in the world, who would you like me to bring on?
I think Mika's can talk to you.
Miss Christine, your teacher?
Yeah.
From nursery school?
Yeah. All okay. My teachers have to take toys talking.
What would I talk to them about?
See, what flavor ice cream?
All right. Thank you for coming on, silly girl. For my next guest, we have our youngest daughter, Leah. Hi, Leah. Say hello.
Hello.
All right. Well, just like your sisters, I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions for the audio time capsule today. How do you say your first name?
Ia.
That's right. Or Leah. What is Leah's favorite color?
Lala.
Very nice. Who do you like more, Mama or Dada?
Mama, Dada.
Wait, you can't say both. Mama or Dada?
Mama, Dada.
Perfect. So you like a sequel. That's actually a great answer. Where would you like to go visit someday?
Da.
That? Okay, that's a good one. When you play with your sisters, what's your favorite thing to do?
That.
Perfect. Okay, what other words can you say?
That.
We know you got that down. Okay, Leah, let me ask you this. When we're doing something and we're getting real excited, what do you like? Oh, that's it. Okay. How about, how do you say stop?
Bop.
Bop. Okay, very good. Or stop. How old are you? Are you two?
Yeah, two.
Two, there you go. Yeah, two. Okay, maybe next time we do this, you'll be able to say more words. What do you think?
Yellow.
Yellow? Is that your favorite color?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for coming. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap on another episode of the Thoughts for Sale podcast. And Sophie, Ava, Leah, Sal, remember, your mom and I are always proud of you. We always are here for you, and we always love you. Thanks for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at Thoughts for Sale, and you can find us wherever you download your podcasts. Please subscribe, follow, or share. All right, take it away, Sal.
Thank you for listening to the Thoughts for Sale podcast with my daddy, Chris.
Bye-bye.